We've been asked that at a couple of different debates that I have been in, or the panel discussions, and I actually like this question. And the reason is I feel that, you know, we've had people say, I don't think that taxpayers should pay for drug abusers and people that use, you know, the opioids and make a bad choice. Well, the reality, Chris, is that we pay for a lot of bad choices, and we all are guilty of making bad choices. And so if we don't address that, then it still costs us money. If they're, you know, if they get caught with opioid or methamphetamine and they are in jail, then we pay. And so I believe that over the last few years that the government that has been in place has made a huge leap towards addressing the opioid. I mean, obviously, I can go on and on about ASAP and the program that was started there. But the one thing that I think people have to remember is it's just not a drug problem. It's a mental health issue. And what the hub and what ASAP is doing is addressing all of those issues and not just looking at it's just a drug user getting in trouble and getting his family in trouble. But we're starting with early education with young kids that are possibly in households where that's taking place. We're looking at with that hub, we're looking at, you know, the drug court, and we're looking at rehab places, things happening within the jail. We're looking at centers or having starting centers for, you know, dads with kids that have had issues with drug abuse and moms with kids. So again, this is another one that is moves at turning a cruise ship. Everything moves a little slow, but things are moving in the right direction. And I feel that we have made some big strides towards approaching it and realizing how serious it was and starting a process that I believe down the road we'll see great benefits from.